Blessing. We got a lot to thank God for. Amen. So much to thank God for. Amen. Take your Bible with me this morning. Go with me to the book of Acts and chapter number 9 in your Bibles. The book of Acts and chapter number 9. I was playing with Callie yesterday, and she has this thing where you hold her up and You put her in your face, and she grabs onto your face, and she goes, ah, that's what she was doing. And I'd pull her back, and she'd be quiet, and then I'd bring her back, she'd grab onto my face, and if my nose is red this morning, it's not because of some other reason, amen, because she grabbed it, and I'd do that again, she'd come down, ah, and so I started doing the same thing. She'd say, ah, and so I'd look at her and go, ah, we're sitting there, ah, back and forth. Put her back, she's quiet. So I put her back, we started doing, ah, again, only this time she gave me a spitball. And I quit doing, ah, and I started doing, and that seemed to fix the issue, amen. How many of you ever know that? One of my kids, when I was getting ready for church one time, years ago, I had one of my kids and I had him on the shoulder, and we had 7 kids, so Sunday morning was, you know, you get the picture. And I had one of them patting him on the back. I have my suit on, you know, I'm ready to go preach, and patting him on the back. And all of a sudden they decided to erupt all the way back, down my back, down my pants, and I had to re-get ready for church that morning. I don't know if re-get is a word, but I did it that day. And anyway, kids are a blessing, aren't they? Amen. Say amen right there. But they are a great blessing. And thank the Lord for his goodness. Thank the Lord for these little ones. Amen. You know, Jesus wanted the little ones next to him. He said, suffer the little children to come to me. And that's why we're a church that believes in bringing the kids to Jesus. Amen. Thank the Lord. Well, Acts chapter 9 in your Bibles this morning is where we're going to begin. This is the story of the Apostle Paul, but I want to show you something about Paul this morning from the Bible. And I want to preach on this thought of the influence of God in our life. The influence of God in our life. Acts chapter 9. And follow along this morning, begin with verse number 1. The Bible says here, and Saul, yet breathing out threatenings and slaughter against the disciples of the Lord, went unto the high priest and desired of him letters to Damascus, to the synagogues, that if he found any this way, whether they were men or women, he might bring them bound unto Jerusalem. And as he journeyed, he came near Damascus, and suddenly there shined round about him a light from heaven, and he fell to the earth and heard a voice saying unto him, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? And he said, who art thou, Lord? And the Lord said, I am Jesus whom thou persecutest. Is it hard for thee to kick against the pricks? And he, trembling and astonished, said, Lord, what wilt thou have me to do? And the Lord said, rise and go into the city, and it shall be told thee what thou must do. Let's pray this morning. Father, thank you for the word. Thank you for the privilege to open it again today. And thank you for God just being so good to us this week and so many things. And Lord, as we open the word this morning, we just pray that God, you'd manifest the word into our hearts and in our minds today. And that, Lord, we'd get what we need today. We all have busy lives and things going on in our lives, but Lord, we need you in our life, and we need to hear from heaven this morning. So would you open up those windows of heaven, Lord, and pour us the great blessing that only you can give down as we open thy word this morning. We'll thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. The life of the Apostle Paul is a very amazing life. I think most of you know a lot about Paul and some of the things that he did. But in this passage of Scripture, we see how the Lord had influenced a man that really was an evil man. He really was a man that was doing everything he could to condemn people, condemn Christians to prison. He was given this idea, he was given this goal to stamp out early Christianity. And that's what he was trying to do. And he was on his way there. He got letters from the high priest to go to Damascus and to find people there who believed in Christ. And he was going to take them and he was going to put them in prison. And it was his job to do that. But something happened and something changed. On the road to Damascus, the Bible says a light shined from heaven. And that is a picture of God making an influence on his heart and his life. This light came to heaven, shined from heaven, and Jesus looked at him and he said, I'm the one you're persecuting. I'm the one that you're fighting against, Saul. And it touched his heart. And immediately, we see salvation came into his heart. In verse 6, he said, Lord, what wilt thou have me to do? Now, I want you to understand today that there's three steps in the life of Saul's influence. Number one, he started as a wrong influence. Secondly, he became influenced by God, and it changed him. And thirdly, he became an influence for God. Amen. What a life. One day he is an influence against God. The next day, God influences him. And from then on, he begins to influence others for God. What a wonderful picture. You know, I think sometimes we're skeptical today to think that God can't do that anymore. But let me tell you something. Where sin abounded, much more did grace abound. God can do anything. His influence is limitless. His power is far-reaching. And may I tell you, there is a God in this world that can be seen, and there is a God who desires to influence us. You say, well, I'm not like Paul. I'm not a Christian. I'm not trying to go do bad things and put people in prison. I'm not doing that. I'm not going about doing that. But maybe we're not, but can I tell you what? Every one of us are sinners, and we need the influence of God on this inner man in our life. We need the light of Christ in our life. We need to hear God's word, because when we hear God's word, it changes our life. The influence that God can have on us, the influence is to become an influence for the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, influence is an amazing thing. In 1894, the Baltimore Orioles came to Boston to play a routine, normal baseball game, 1894. But what happened on that day was very unroutine. The Orioles' John McGraw saw a fight. He got into a fight with the Boston third baseman. And within minutes, all the players from both teams joined in on the brawl. The warfare quickly spread into the grandstands, and among the fans, of the conflict went from bad to worse. Someone set fire in the stands. The entire ballpark burned to the ground, and the fire spread to 107 Boston buildings and burned down 107 Boston buildings, all because two people got in a fight. It's amazing what influence can do. Both negative influence, which is spurned by Satan, and good influence, which is spurned by God. And our question today is, what influence is going to affect our lives? What influence is going to make a difference in us? What influence is there that we are going to attach to that will make us more like Christ or more like the devil? Because I want to tell you, it's either one or the other. There's no in between ground. You know, negative influence is what we're seeing in Israel today. We're seeing satanic influence. And you know, the picture of what's going on over there is a lot more, a lot bigger than two peoples fighting. It's a bigger picture against the influence of Satan and the influence of God. Amen. It's this battle of influence. It's this battle. And that's what's going on in our world today. And in little places and in big places, this battle is going on. And the biblical pattern is the pattern of Paul to take a life that's going against God or not necessarily for God and let God work in their life. Let God change them from the inside, not something that they manufacture, not some pseudo false religion, but something that God does inside the heart and the mind of every people that manifests himself in our heart and our minds, and we want to serve him and we want to please him. That's the influence that God is trying to accomplish. God is trying to take more people like Saul in their life and pull them from their life. And God wants to manifest his own spirit inside of them. And when a person gets saved, I want to tell you something, they get a new spirit from God inside of their heart and their life. What a joy, what a blessing. That's exactly what God wants to do. And then a step further, he wants to take them and use them for good in this world. An influencer for good. Can I ask you, what are you today? What are you doing to influence this world for good and for God? What are you doing? Let me say, first of all, everyone is influenced in some way. Did you know that? You are influenced by something. You say, not me. Yes, you're influenced by something. Something makes you tick. There is an influence in your life. And that influence is either going to make you further from God or it's going to make you more like Christ. Whatever that influence is in your life. What influence is in your life? Are there things that are the influence that make you a godly person? Not just a good person, but one who's pursuing Christ with all your heart. That is the influence that God wants on each one of us. You know, there were two people that lived during the time of Jonathan Edwards. Jonathan Edwards and his wife Sarah, over the line of their life, had 1,394 descendants. Of them, 100 of them were preachers and missionaries, 100 lawyers. That was back in the days when there were good lawyers. 100 lawyers, 80 public officials, 75 Army Navy officers, 65 college teachers, 60 authors, 60 more physicians, 30 judges, 13 college presidents, 3 United States senators, 1 vice president, and 295 others, college graduates. At the same time, there lived an evil guy named Max Jukes. Max Jukes was an atheist and an example of ungodly living. From his union came 540 known descendants who his record is less impressive. 310 of them died as paupers. 150 of them were criminals. Over 100 of them were drunkards. 7 murderers, and more than half of the women for Max Jukes were prostitutes. The offspring of Jukes and his wife are a reminder of what can be done by influence in our life. I don't know about you, but I want to influence somebody for good and for God. I want to be a catalyst in somebody's life that takes them from a diminished life, a life aimless, a life that's empty, and I want to give them something of God that they can hold on to in their life to change them from the inside out, to give them fulfillment and joy and life so that they can serve God with joy and happiness and peace. That is a fulfilling life. What a blessing. You know, a parent has an influence on a child. You say, not me. My kids don't listen to me. I think we all feel that way sometimes in our life. Just like we didn't listen to our parents sometimes. Same thing. But parents, let me tell you something. You have an influence. You have an influence. I want to tell you something, Mom and Dad. Be a godly influence to your children. Encourage them in the Lord. Let them know that their life is wonderful and meaningful in God's purposes. And that God has a desire to use them for His good and for His glory. You have influence. And just like Paul, maybe your influence in the past wasn't too great. Hey, don't worry about the past. Did you hear me? I said, don't live in the past. Amen. Don't let the past be the stumbling block on which you use your future. Amen. Put the past behind. Paul said, old things are passed away. Don't let the past discourage you from the future. Amen. Amen. Renew in your heart a sense that God wants to take me today. Put something inside of me and be an influence for good and for God in this world. There's too much of the influence of Satan in this world today, and Satan's influence is everywhere. We see it's not just in wars and things going on, but you know, the influence of Satan can be in a lot of areas. It could be in the television. It could be in the television. It could be in the music that we listen to. You say, Satan in any music? You better know it. Because anything that will influence man, Satan wants to get into it and influence it for the wrong and for evil. Because if you step back, there's a bigger battle going on. And it's the battle of the forces of God with the forces of Satan, and they're constantly battling each other because that influence, God is fighting, but so is Satan. He's fighting for us, and he's fighting for you. God fights for you. So does that old devil. But hear me, you make the deciding vote. You cast the deciding vote on what's going to have or who will have influence in your life. Who influences you? There's an old Italian proverb that says these words, he who lives with wolves will soon learn to howl. How true it is. How true it is. One man said, if you live with a lame man, it won't be long before you learn to limp. We have influences in our life. Who influences you? Hear me today. I want some things to influence God's people. Number one, get in the Bible every day and let it influence you. Let it influence you. The words of this old book are alive. You know, like one preacher said, he said, don't think the Bible's dry on the inside just because it's dusty on the outside. It's alive. It's a flaming book. The one who raised from the dead is the influencer of this book. Get in it every day. I want to tell you something. This book will give you life and light. Live under the influence of this old book. It's changed many lives for the good, for the glory. You say, I don't know. Hasn't done much for me, preacher. Can I tell you what? That's because you're not in it. But you can't be in it and not let it influence you in some way. Because it's the power of God. Can I say, secondly, the greatest influence I've ever had in my life are preachers. Preachers. Preachers who take the book and open the word and say, this is what God says in our life. Let it change us. Allow God to influence you. You've got that vote. You cast the deciding vote on what God can do in your life. It's amazing to see what God can do in people's lives. He can take people who are, their lives are, in their view, in their estimation, their lives are nothing. But when God reaches into the soul, and when God gets a hold of somebody and changes them, and may I say that usually begins at salvation. And when a person gets saved, boy, God begins to change their life, gives them a new direction, a new goal. And it said in Psalms, he pulled me up out of the miry clay. He set my feet upon a rock and he established my goings. Glory to God. Hallelujah. God desires to do that for you. God wants to do like he did to Paul. He wants to shine a light of his word in your soul and my soul so that when that light enters in, it changes our whole life. Have you been changed by God? Has God ever influenced you? Let him do that. Influence is the greatest thing in a person's life. Influence. Is there influence in your life? Who influences you? Everyone's influence. Secondly, there are good influences. There are the right kind of influences to follow. You're here today because you followed the influence of God to be in church today. You've come to be at Moore Baptist Mega Church. Amen? You're at the mega church. Only we're a microcosm of a mega church. Amen? But by the way, no church who's preaching the word of God is a little church. No church who's preaching the truth is an insignificant church. Amen. Praise the Lord. I'm simply saying this morning that there is a right influence to follow. There is a pathway that God wants for you to follow. It's bright. It's blessed. It's a wonderful way. It's a way that will bring joy to your soul. It'll bring fulfillment to your heart. It will give you comfort when you're broken. It will give you joy when you don't understand. And when you can't figure things out, God will suddenly come to you because you're walking in the right way, the influence of the right way, and you want to live like that. Walk that way. Get in church. Stay in church. Don't let anything. You know, it's funny because the devil likes to use little things to get people out of church. Yes, sir. Boy, he'll do anything to get you out of church. When that church, any church, is the right influence, a gospel preaching church is the right influence that's going to show you the right way and influence you. Well, that old devil will come along and you hear what that person said. You hear what that person did. Man, that preacher, he tied his tie crooked this morning. You know, boy, the devil used any little thing to influence you. And so I'm saying that we have to allow God every day to enter into this hidden man in our heart and open our heart willingly to him and let his word be light to our soul. Oh, it's a joy to get into the Bible in the morning. And by the way, may I say, a good cup of coffee from Africa will help you. Amen. Sit there in that chair in the early morning hours and let God speak to your soul. Oh, it doesn't get any better in life than that. I'm saying there's good influence. There's the right influence to follow. You won't find it in this world. The world is lost and they're groping for answers. But until they find Christ, they will not find answers. They're trying everything in this world. But try as they may, they won't find it unless they find God. Thirdly, can I say there's a wrong influence in this world? There's a wrong influence in this world. That influence comes sometimes by others. That influence sometimes comes through ways that we don't expect it or know. But that influence to go the wrong way is the way that that old devil wants us to go. And he's constantly working at us. He's constantly picking at us. He's constantly trying to get you to go a different way. I want to tell you what, my heart is fixed. I'm going to serve God with my life. And in days when that doesn't feel like God is close, I'm still going to serve him. And at times when I can't see the light of day, but there seems nothing but clouds in the sky and no sunshine, when those days come, I want to tell you something. I'm going to serve God anyway. I'm going to please God as best I can anyhow. I want his influence in my life because I don't want that wrong influence. You know, living the Christian life is kind of like an airplane. That plane takes off and as it ascends, but do you know that it needs fuel to keep up in the air? And it needs thrust. It's got to keep on moving. It's got to keep on plowing through the clouds. Or else what happens? Gravity takes over that plane, and the gravity slowly lets that plane descend until the crash occurs. But God wants to give us the fuel and the thrust to plow through the clouds, to plow through whatever there comes in life. So hear me today. Don't follow that wrong influence. Teenagers, don't follow the wrong influence. Don't follow the junk going on in this world because it will lead you like that airplane in a crash someday. Follow him. He'll be good to you. God will take care of you and he'll manifest his life to you. But I want to say lastly this morning, we need to become an influence for God. Not just influenced by God. Thank God. We need that every day. But I'm saying God wants to take us and make us an influence for God. You see what Paul said here in verse number 6? It says, and he trembling and astonished said, Lord, what wilt thou have me to do? And the Lord said unto him, arise. God had a plan for him, didn't he? God had a purpose for his life. Our lives are not just here meaningless and empty. It may not be that you have a call on your life like Paul did. It may not mean that, but it means that God has a purpose for everybody. He doesn't create someone, something for no purpose. He has a reason. He has a purpose for it. God has a purpose for you, and that purpose is to become a good influence for God. Can you imagine how much different this world would be if every Christian were an influence for God where they were? What a changed world we'd have. You can't determine how your influence will affect others, but I can tell you this much. If you're an influence for God, it's going to influence somebody for good. and for God. It may not be the one you think, but it will be someone. And that someone will be fruit in your life that God can take and use in your life. And when you get to heaven someday, I want to tell you something. There'll be joy in heaven over that one person that comes to know Christ through your influence. You know, influence is a powerful thing. Influence can lead us in the right direction. And I ask you this morning, what influence is in your life? Are you serving God with your heart? Not just part of your heart. Not part. Give him all your heart today. Let God use you to be an influence wherever you are and wherever you go. Are you that this morning? Let's bow our heads this morning.